Mad Marv's Notebook for August 6th, Dog Days of Podcasting for 2015. Boy, I forgot about the 3-hour time difference. I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning to go shoot the sunrise out at the Valley of Fire outside of Vegas. And 4 a.m. over here translates to 1 a.m. back in Hawaii, so it's like waking up at around the time that I would just about be going to sleep back home. That's, Well, it's going to be rough for the next few days. Even leaving here at 4 a.m. to get there by 5-ish a.m. Turns out to be a little too late. I think I need to get there another half hour earlier or so to get into the right spot. May try that again tomorrow. That's kind of how it goes with landscape, especially if you're trying to shoot a sunrise as opposed to a sunset. Setting up in the dark is hard to do. Finding a spot is even harder. And the thing is, the best part of the sunrise or sunset is after the sun has gone over the horizon, or before it peaks up over the horizon, when it creates a much more interesting twilight color in the sky. So normally it means you have to be in position well into the darkness. So anyway, first day at DEF CON as well. The badge line, oh my god, it's like reliving the Dragon Con like 3 years ago. Everything is manual, and they have, 15,000, 20,000 attendees, all of them paying in cash at the door. And the line, it pretty much rivals Dragon Con, with the exception that everything is inside of a hotel and is therefore air conditioned, so it's not nearly as insufferable as Dragon Con used to be. But still, 2 hours to get your badge in line. Oh. And you just know that they're never going to adopt any kind of scanner system. They're not even going to take credit cards, for obvious reasons, at a hacker convention. But anyway, I think I got most of the administrative stuff out of the way. Got the badge, which is a nice looking record. I don't know if it's a real record or if they just made a piece of plastic look like an old vinyl record and use that as a badge. Apparently it's one of the items in the scavenger hunt. I'm guessing some of the badges may have some kind of hidden message or may have something extra added on at random. So you have a couple people that are asking to see everybody's badge, just to photograph it and see if it must be a scavenger hunt thing. And anyway, I was listening to Craig and his 30-day photo challenge, and good luck with that, Craig. Oh boy, I think you might have done that 365 project before, and yeah, it's challenging. Luckily, the first 30 days of a 365 challenge are kind of the easiest, because you can still work through ideas more or less in advance. I found in my experience, you run out of ideas after the first month. So after the first month, things get to become really challenging, because in your mind, you've tried everything already and there's nothing left, and you have to start actively searching out new things that you've never done before. That's the most challenging part of a 365. But the first 30 days, you can almost plot it out. I mean, if anything, you know, the old cliche is to shoot the alphabet. Look for the alphabet in nature, every letter in the alphabet. You cannot shoot anything that is man-made, like a real sign or something. You got to find some kind of oddly shaped tree or rock or some pattern in the sky, perhaps. But that's always interesting if you're ever lacking for an idea. You can try that. But other than that, the feed for the Dog Days of Podcasting isn't working on my podcatcher. I realized that I subscribed to so many of the people who are in this project that when they started posting their episodes, I got at least a half dozen of them from people who haven't podcasted in as long as I have. And I'm now starting to catch up on them, but I haven't heard any new people yet, which is when I realized that my feed must be broken, for the master feed anyway. I'm not sure what's going on with that yet, but I'm too tired right now to go and try and debug it. But anyway, that's enough for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.